This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right.
Oh, it's going to that window.
It was already open.
I can tell you. It's partly to almost mostly cloudy if I look out west. This time of day, the winds are going to be light, very light out of the east. The why this is significant, because in the mornings, the breeze from the ocean blows all the clouds and the weather off of the coast, right?
Yep.
If the easterly breeze is strong enough, it'll push the storms all the way over the Everglades. If it's not, that westerly wind holds it up right over West Broward. So along, you know, once you get closer to west in the evening, all those storms build up right there, and then you get that rain in the evening. So that's why it's been raining even lately, because the breeze has been light. Mm. I'm looking right now, and yes, two planes taking off, heading west to east, so it's out of the east. Maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour, saw a little gust there. Nothing moving real tragically. So I would expect an evening breeze out west, I mean an evening shower out west. And it's probably right around 88, 89 degrees.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
Wow, that was one of the most in-depth weather reports he's
very
ever given
so.
Us. Yes,
very much so.
Yes, very wrong, though. Everything he said, completely off. It is no chance of rain. No, I'm kidding. Currently 90 degrees, winds southeast at 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. And you're going to have partly cloudy and scattered thunderstorms for the next month.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right. Well, this could be good news.
Oh.
Or bad news.
Oh. Okay.
Depending on what side of the ball you like. So, this is from Marcel Louis Jacques.
Oh.
Covers the Miami Dolphins for ESPN.
Yeah, my colleague.
What?
Yeah, NFL insider.
Oh.
Yes.
Of course. He says, Jordan Poyer.
Oh, Yes.
Just picked off Tua in team drills.
What?
Dolphins offense has looked entirely out of rhythm today.
Ah.
It happens.
Mainly due to snap issues.
Oh, I knew it was going to be snap issues. Hey,
centers man. Have struggled getting QBs the ball throughout camp.
Mm-hmm.
Seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that has to improve over this month.
It will. Wow. You notice they said month, right?
Month.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the month ends in 2 days.
You know, it's true. Okay.
All right.
We're almost on, you know, we're almost at the worst month of the year.
No, okay, no need to say that.
August.
There's Arbor Day.
And you know, August, nothing happens in August.
No, okay.
There's, useless.
There's training.
Because all we're doing in August is really waiting to get to football season. You'd agree, Leroy.
Well, that's fun, though.
Exactly. Well, yes. I mean, technically the Canes do open their season in August,
look
but
at that.
The very end of August.
Yes.
The least amount of August they could have.
Save the best for last is what I was thinking.
Oof.
The 31st, right?
What?
August 31st, Gainesville?
Yes.
There's a chance your boy may be performing in Gainesville that weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I will be repping the orange and green, though, you bastards. That too much?
Wow. Yeah, too much. Sorry. Very
that's
aggressive.
Fault. That's my fault. Too much. Not a battle
with you.
Just don't like the Gators.
No, look at me. I'm in the SEC.
Dr. DeBoggin says, just snap me the damn ball. The title of Tua's book.
Hey, Alapaster's fine.
Huh?
Alapaster.
Well, tell us that. Alapaster is a combination of a churchgoer and alapata. Alpastor.
I thought you were talking about alpaca. Like, is it alpaca meat?
Hey, but if it is, you better blot it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Alpastor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good, dude.
Yeah, it's really good.
But no, I look, I'm concerned.
Yes.
I don't like this.
No, this is definitely, I know Mike McDaniel said he no longer.
Which, by the way, he's a liar.
Come on, dude.
Anybody who has to justify how something doesn't bother them like that anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
If you guys know what we're talking, do you still have that cut?
Yeah.
This is from, what did he say this? He said this on Sunday.
Yeah.
Where he claims snap issues don't bother him like they used to. And I got to tell you, this is.
He's not wrong.
This dude is taking massive amounts of copium. Because he ain't telling the truth.
I've become like more wise in my coaching years, and snap issues used to just trigger me to all end. Now the process, I still get triggered, but it's really fast because it is a part of the process that you do have to understand when you have quarterbacks and centers. And guards playing with different people at the beginning of the camp, and you're using multiple snap counts, and you're going against multiple looks. It is something that I'm used to. You wish it didn't happen, but the main thing is you want to see some improvement and development as the time goes on. If you have the same issues with the same players continuously, that's when it's a huge red flag. Otherwise, you're just making sure that the issues that you had are addressed and worked on, and then hopefully those are corrected. We just want them corrected early.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so when is the day I do get to be annoyed by it?
I don't
know. Joint practice.
I mean, they haven't.
Let me know.
They've been in practice a week.
I don't care.
No,
it's
no.
been a problem. Fix it, dude.
Yeah.
No, check it out. I'm tired of all the excuses here, all the time.
That's right.
This has been center gets out there. They don't know how to snap the ball correctly.
Come on.
You get to know Tua's caressing hands, and you snap it right.
No. I'm going to say this without fully really knowing
caressing hands
what the time frame is. I don't know how soon they should be, but I will say this, snapping it without pads is a lot different than snapping it with pads because you can get hit. So I don't know if that starts over again. I don't know like
that
I don't
has
know
to be a reset.
Not necessary. You're
day.
Working on it. They're going to make them work on it crazy. They're going to make them stay after practice. They're going to make them do all this. But again, when you're not getting hit, it's easier to play football.
I'm just telling you that now that we got pads on, now that we pulling, now we doing 9-on-7, now we're doing a lot of these drills and these physical drills, there's some problems with the snaps. And so you got to work on it. That's what camp is for. I don't understand why does everybody expect them to be perfect in camp. That's what camp
is
for.
What is the extra time being put into fixing these snaps?
I don't know. Yeah. Everybody gets paid a lot of money for this to work.
Put the ball to your butt. Put the ball to your butt.
You know, this never happened with the likes of Samson Satelli.
Oh, never. Not once.
What were their record when he was the center?
Well, I mean,
probably 9-8.
Okay.
Or 8-8 back then, 16-8.
It was 8-8 for sure. Always. It was always 8-8.
Well, what is Mike Pouncey up to? Can he go give a clinic?
Nope.
Is it Pouncey?
He's about 230.
But you never lose snap.
He's about 230.
I understand, but he just needs to snap.
Listen, right now, I think the last thing any one of the Pouncey brothers want to do, right, is get in a three-point stance and snap a football.
What if he could just have a talk with them? You know? Like, it's like when Dan the Man, when Uncle Dan walks in the
room. Oh, yeah.
Does that just happen?
No.
Is that good? If you bounce like that at the end, you're supposed to like stick it, right?
No, yeah.
She looks pretty happy. Yeah, I think she feels like she stuck it. Looks like she
was that last year? Oh, it was the last?
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
He can't just talk to him about it? Like, you wouldn't have appreciated, like, when Jim Brown gave you a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's how it goes. Hey, you have two types of coaches. Like, I remember a coach yelling at me, don't fumble the damn ball. I said, I didn't want to.
Right.
Right? Like, it's in the middle of a game.
Maybe hearing it from a fellow peer, not a coach. You know, sometimes same message, different messages.
You don't think he's hearing it in the huddle?
I don't know.
No, yes.
Not. Aaron Brewer.
Everybody's success in that huddle depends on the quarterback center exchange.
Why
you've been doing this for days.
That's his name. That's how you say his name. It's Aaron. It's not Aaron.
Did he say that?
People have said it. People who cover the team say that's how you say his name.
He needs to get the hell off of my team.
Okay, but that's how you say his name. I'm not going to get
you. You don't earn your name unless I call.
So you just thought all this time I was just saying his name like that?
You always do that.
You don't do that. You do that.
Scenario. That's what you heard, dude.
Mature. No, they said his name. Aaron. That's how you say his name.
No way, dude.
All of a sudden. He's been doing this for however long I've known him. He's like, right? And all of a sudden, he's insulted that we're saying somebody said a name wrong.
Well, Mike McDaniel just calls him Brew. I think I'm going to just do that.
Yeah, Brew's better.
I can't believe that you would even be mad that we're accusing you of saying the name wrong.
Very accurate. Look, till week three, he was A-Chain, all right? And then I saw something, and I was like, what do you call yourself? A-Chain?
Yeah,
no. I called my nephew and asked him. Because he played with him last year.
So it was A-Chain?
A-Chain.
Yeah.
Fast.
Very fast. So, look, I don't know how long this process takes.
A-Run. What do you
say? But I'm saying this. There's a month before the season starts, and you've been in camp, now hitting in pads for 2 days.
Yeah.
Relax, dude. Like, and I get it. It's the simplest form of football. Quarterback center exchange. Why it's not working, I don't know what they got to work on. But they're in camp to fix it. You know what? Here's the deal. And I've told you this. I would have a problem with a quarterback if he never threw a pick in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That means he doesn't know what his limits are.
Right, but how many days – if I told you Tua was throwing three picks a day in camp, how many days in a row before you'd be like, no.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Right? I got you.
Three.
I understand.
So, like, when I've read now, I'm pretty sure I've read snap issues, like, four straight practices. I'm like...
And how long have they been practicing? Five.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Like, that's
80%
good.
Of the time.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The starter.
Well, guess what?
Aaron.
Hey, so let's just put this out there. It is Mike McDaniel's job to put the best person on the field. Get the job done.
Yep.
If he keeps doing it, then he won't be out there.
Go back to Eichenberg.
Now you complain about Eichenberg. What if I tell you Eichenberg can at least get the quarterback center exchange?
He can't, though. I saw him do it, too. Lollipop snaps, dude.
More clip. Maybe it's Tua. No.
Leroy.
Maybe, listen, maybe he's not down in there like he need to be.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's, okay.
Interesting.
Wow. If two centers have the same problem.
Connor Williams was no first prize of it either.
So three. No, that's two. No, three.
Three.
Eichenberg. Okay, three guys have. Is Tua getting out of there too soon?
I don't know.
Okay. Is he not giving them a good pocket to snap the ball?
Wow.
Like, there's a number of things. They'll figure it out.
Sheesh.
But please, stop.
Put that on the
card. Let's go, hey.
Put that out.
You'll know when it changed when it become a shotgun offense.
Leroy says Tua can't handle snaps. Can't
no, Leroy didn't. I said, when you say it's been three centers, do we need to consider that maybe the quarterback
is true. I mean, like, how many murder scenes can one show up to before you're a suspect, you know?
You're always here, huh? Just always here.
What?
That's what we going with?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
And you wonder why we mock you for saying A-Ron.
That's how you say his name!
Listen, you, A-Ron, you both can get the hell out of here.
I'm looking in the media guide. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name. I thought I swore I saw
it. Oh, they tell you, they give you a pronunciations?
Yeah. Phonetically.
Like I just skip that word choice. I skip those.
Phonetically?
Take a break. Back after this.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back.
You know what this is? Boy. Hey, this is a Santa Fe commercial with all the people acting like Norsemen.
Your ability to channel commercials through music is...
I thought for sure it was going to be a movie. Yeah.
No.
At least he went commercial.
Commercial. Santa Fe commercial.
Yeah.
The new Santa Fe.
But really, we all know this is a song from Guitar Hero. That's really what we know this as.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Kicking it.
Was that...
Junon trying to get a new contract. You better get your money, buddy, because y'all going to be bad.
Dude, did you see him argue with the GM at practice?
Who, Juno?
Yeah, Matthew Judon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then apparently he left.
Oh. No.
Bill ain't
but I'm
there.
With you. They stink.
But I'm that telling man. You like this. You know where that would never happen? Belichick. Never.
Never allowed distraction.
No, it's not
practice.
It's not even that. It's just how he handles stuff that it doesn't get to that point.
Well, they're gonna stink. We were talking about the AFC East earlier. We were saying, like, who should you respect more, Bills or Jets? One team we know not to respect, and that's the Patriots.
Hold on.
Yep.
First of all, I'm going to be clear. I respect the Bills because they've won it.
Of course.
And you have to take it from them.
Yep.
Don't ask me to respect a team that hasn't done crap for however many years. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
And so to say, who do you respect more, the Bills or the Jets? It's not even a conversation.
I agree with that. It shouldn't be
a
conversation.
And the fact that the Jets are better betting odds or worse betting odds than the Dolphins to win the division.
That's Aaron Rodgers. That's what that is. I'm just letting you know that's what that is.
All right. Okay.
Crazy Dolphin says, I mentioned my main concern at center. He says, I'm not putting down Brewer, but I'm concerned.
You can be concerned with what you've seen so far. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this isn't the first time I've seen like this go this way early in camp. Right? It's just not. So
yeah, but now you have me concerned that maybe it's Tua. Although apparently everybody was messing up snaps that I was reading some of the deets.
You can tell when they get ready to do something dangerous.
Deep dive.
Watch the helper step in.
He's like, Ooh. Is this China who's going right now?
Yeah, usually China or Russia has red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. What's her name?
I don't see a name on there.
No, I'm looking at the corner.
Oh.
Man, you got good vision, dude.
Who?
Got the 2020s?
Lou?
Oh, no, you got contacts.
I got contacts.
It's dude. Lou.
That's right.
You know, when I'm not banned from a podcast.
You know what? I wear glasses, and if I can't see it, I've just come to the conclusion it don't need to be seen.
All right.
We share these, members of Team China. Are they not like children like they've tried to do before?
Oh, yeah.
I would say this.
They've tried that move.
They have.
I would say this. Right. You better hope these glasses work for a long time.
Every time I go into that Target, I'm nervous.
You still go in there?
The Target? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not. You can't ban me from a Target. Only from your place.
So that's like I could go into the Publix, but I can't go to get my prescription filled.
She
know?
She's in the back. Like she's not gonna see. She doesn't see customers.
Oh, I make sure I walk did the drive by.
All right, we got Jade Carey. Is that who's stepping up here? All right,
she looked very tall for a gymnast, right?
I don't know.
Is this the vault? She's getting ready for a run.
Yeah, she's getting ready for the vault. Can I gamble on this?
Oh, there should be something. Right?
Chili peppers?
You can't do chili peppers on this.
Oh, you can do chili peppers on anything.
We could always do chili peppers.
All right, well, y'all chili peppers.
I got chili pepper on the Hall of Fame game.
You know what we got a chili pepper on?
What's that?
A double dip, dude.
Oh! Leroy's going to go pick up food now, though.
No. Okay. You got me, though.
All right!
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip.
I didn't expect to see Italy.
You took a bite.
Didn't know that they were into the gymnastics.
And you dipped again.
True. Yeah. All right, what do you got today, Frog Boy?
I have in my possession the return of the nationally syndicated Top 5 Double Dip.
She stuck it. Stuck that landing.
That is how you stick a landing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jade.
Good job.
Here we go. Take that, China.
That was impressive.
All right.
Top five.
It's been a while. Are you bringing this specifically back for training camp?
It's just something that training camp has sparked. So whether or not more things, I can't tell you when the double dip comes. It's just, natural waves of inspiration, of course.
Yep.
This is the top five Miami sports figures that also need to get the hell out of Miami.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Interesting.
Kicking them out, dude. I'm going to start things off where you normally start things off. Honorable mentions, of course.
Of course.
We're going to start things off with Brew. Hey, you know what, dude?
What?
I have had enough of you already. It's time for you to go. You can't even snap the ball, dude.
It doesn't make me feel good.
It's like a revolving
door. I will say, Margos, one of the things that always makes me nervous is whenever I see a guy go, we get a new guy. I'm like, oh, how do I know if this guy's good or not? Especially for a position like center. How do I know? And I'll always go to fan reaction. Mm. These Titan fans were not very upset to see him go.
No, they're like, if I can
enjoy that.
Yeah.
Good luck. So that made me a little bit nervous about
it. You did mention
this. Mike McDaniel. Now, the same thing could have been said for Connor Williams, but they moved him over.
Yep.
But I remember watching the David Long thing when we got David Long last year. Titan fans were pissed that he got to the Dolphins.
Yes.
So that made me a little bit nervous.
This one, it was like
little bit nervous. That's all I'm saying.
One man's trash is also another man's trash.
Right. So you're already kicking him out. Honorable mention.
Yeah.
All right. These are top five. Marcos's top five South Florida athletes who have to hit the bricks.
Yeah. Top five Miami sports figures that also need to get the hell out of Miami.
Okay.
Honorable mention, we started off with A.A. Ron Brewer.
He just got here.
I know, he needs to get the hell out of here already, quick.
A week of practice?
I've had enough.
Give it to the first preseason game.
All right, well.
All right.
We'll give him a little
Can we do that?
We'll extend his stay, but he still needs to get the hell
out. Dade Sousa, I think Toba might be the same height as Brewer. Centers aren't very tall.
Ah.
No.
Good, the better this is.
Your tackles are your giants.
Yeah.
Your guards and... It was really weird. Jonathan Ogden was so tall at left guard.
Mm.
Very, because usually your left guard, one of your guards is your speedster, your puller. The fact that some teams have centers that can do it also makes it rare and unique. Right. So that's pretty cool. So between your center and your guards, those are your... Your right guard is usually your giant.
Mm-hmm.
He can't move much. He just moved the pile. So every right guard that I've had has been my moose.
It's a giant.
Right.
Why does she run like that?
But
did not stick that landing.
Nah, didn't stick that.
Get out of here.
But
see you later.
Your center and your guard are probably your height.
See you later.
And one of your guards.
All right, so what do we get to the list?
I got to drag this one out. Another honorable mention comes in the realm of snapping again. Blake Ferguson.
Oh!
Had enough of this guy.
Just too much tweeting?
I shouldn't know who the long snapper is, unless you're John Denny and you've been there forever.
The GOAT.
This guy constantly tweeting, active with the thumbs. He was, remember that kid who, would watch the lights turn off? Did a video with him. Too social media happy. Blakey poo, time to go.
I'm with you. A little bit too much. I don't even need him to go, but I would like him to put the thumbs away.
That's fair.
Save your thumbs for snapping.
Really?
Yeah, get out of here.
You put your thumbs away?
I have put my thumbs away.
No, you have not.
I have put my thumbs away.
No, you have not.
I'm definitely less
active. Instead of going worldwide, you go local. You just hit us with it.
He's put his thumb in his holsters.
Comes the GOAT.
Yeah, I got to watch the GOAT for sure. She's also on the vault.
Yep.
Here's how it works.
They do all three?
No.
Oh.
Every team has one thing they do together.
Oh, it's on
so right they'll here. All do the vault. Then all the teams will move. They'll all do the uneven bars. And they'll all move. And they'll all do the balance beam. And then they'll all move. And they'll all do the floor exercise.
She's 4'8"?
Yeah.
Is she?
What are you talking? That's why
4'8"?
Did you think I said, oh, look, she's tall. That girl's probably only 5'5".
Simone Biles' height. That's not even...
4'8"?
She's a tic-tac.
She's gone. God,
she's
oh, that's her husband. He got excused from camp.
Jonathan cool. Owens. Right?
Who do you play for? The Packers?
Ah, that's a good question, I believe.
Jonathan Owens.
He plays for the safety for the Packers.
All right.
What's going on here? Can I see my girl run, or do we have to?
Yeah,
do you think she's in the right headspace now, or is she good?
I don't know. I love when they do that. That means I'm ready.
Wave.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's the wave.
That's what we should do. That
Simone
when
Biles.
I go pick up next time, I go pick
it's
up
the
food.
Vault.
Here it goes.
She's in the air.
Stuck it. Wow. Yes.
All right.
Could have got a little more hang time.
That's nice.
Yeah, you know.
She kind of went lateral.
Semifinals, though. You know, you're.
That's not semifinals.
Is it team finals?
It's a third.
Team finals.
I thought it said semifinals.
It's team finals.
Team finals.
I bet.
Italy made it. Wow.
Got to get my glasses checked. Get my peepers.
She kind of did the. It was kind of.
I mean, she is very old for a gymnast. You know, it's time to grow
really?
Up, Peter Pan.
Get up.
27.
I never figured out in women's sports, they get in earlier and out earlier.
Mm.
Wow.
See, she didn't really get vertical. She's kind of low.
Very straight, though. Very straight. Did not bend the knees.
Nah, not a lick, dude.
Wow.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing.
Now, here's what would be confusing to me.
Ooh.
This is no lie.
Ooh.
You see this person flipping over here,
yeah.
And you're trying to balance on the beam right in front of her.
Yeah, got to stay focused. Are you an Olympic athlete, or can someone in the background?
No, but that's if you've ever been to a I've been to a like they had Big Tens at Michigan 1 year.
Yep.
Gymnast.
Yep.
It's all going on at the same time.
You completely ruined your double dip segment, Marcos. We don't have enough time
to
do it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Right.
We can do it next.
Right, I guess we'll do it next.
We can finish because the two people that you mentioned so far, nobody's ever heard of.
Honorable mentions, both of those.
Yeah, okay. That's why they're honorable mentions. Nobody's heard of them.
All right, well, you're dead to me. How about that? Whoa! Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a lovely Tuesday. Right now, we got Leroy out in the hallway eating tacos. Tobin probably doing something important. Me, on the other hand, I'm letting you know that we have Limp Bizkit tickets. We have a pair of Limp Bizkit tickets. Limp Bizkit will be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. Keep listening to our show for details. This is a Live Nation show. Prior to us going to break, we did start my top five double dip list. Top five Miami sports figures that need to get the hell out of here. Need to get the hell out of Miami. Number six and seven, which were only honorable mentions, those are Blake Ferguson and Aaron, the center who currently can't snap the ball alone. But those were the first two members of the list. Leroy, how were the tacos? That's what I'm interested in.
I didn't have tacos.
What?
I got a quesadilla.
Oh, you did mention you wanted a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Nice. I wouldn't expect you to be a fan of quesadilla. Cheese and tortilla, or you obviously
cheese and meat.
Meats, yeah.
I get rid of the beans, the rice.
Yeah. All right. I mean, pretty good still, nonetheless.
Although, they pulled the old restaurant trick.
Okay. All right, what'd they do?
The bottom was a little toasted. Like a little burnt.
Yeah, they flipped that bad boy.
Yeah.
You never just.
Yeah. Bad boy. Like when they do it with the pancake, if you get a pancake and they just put the good side up.
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes. It's fine. Oh, well, look who decided to show up. Jeez.
Hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing. Do they even know you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was talking to Lenny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I tell you what. Lucky for you, you didn't miss the remaining entry.
I thought I outwitted.
Nope. Still right here. I also told him we got Limp Bizkit tickets. So, you know.
How are we doing, Team USA? Have we pulled through? Are we winning right now, or is China winning?
Last I checked, we were in the lead, but there may be an event that I missed as I went to grab drinks.
All right.
But are we focused on that, or are we focused on this double dip?
Double dip, let's
go. That's what we're talking about here. This is top five sports figures that also need to get the hell out of Miami. Number five, this one's going to hurt my heart a little bit. Sandy Alcantara.
Why?
I love him. I don't want him to leave, but I mean, it's a fire sale right now. We're getting rid of everyone.
And his arm doesn't work.
He needs to go somewhere when he's healthy that like he can actually compete. We saw Jazz Chisholm yesterday.
Jazz Chisholm looks like he has a twinkle in his eye.
Come on. He had a beautiful debut in New York City. Two home runs.
That wasn't his debut.
Second game in New York City.
It was in Philly.
Third game. It really was a monumental moment that I was watching live, of course.
Want Sandy to go for his happiness.
I want what's better for him.
He does have a mansion, though. He lives at the Pudge Mansion.
Yeah, he definitely does. I wonder,
hey,
you think he kept the statue?
You see Michael Phelps? Why does he look like the hockey player? The soccer player,
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. With the little ponytail.
Yeah, he looks like a Sherpa.
He looked like he went to the ayahuasca place with Aaron Rodgers.
Definitely.
Not a fan.
He's high as a kite, Yogi.
I wouldn't doubt. You know him.
Remember that was a big scandal when Michael Phelps was smoking weed?
Ooh.
He was probably like the only other guy who was a scandal like with Ricky. He was like, Phelps smokes weed.
How could he?
How can he swim high as a kite?
Yeah, poor thing. All right, that was number five.
Number four.
Number four. This one may take you a little bit off guard. Chris Drieger, dude.
Why?
Chris Drieger.
Just get out of here.
Get the hell out of here, dude. We remember what you did mentally to Bob. It's like a
different Bob, though. Champion Bob.
Absolutely. So why do we need this? Also, he's hindering Spencer Knight's growth, if I'm being honest.
I don't think they're ready to hand the reins over to Spencer Knight.
When the hell are we ever
going to? He's a baby. He's like 22.
He was the first one to hand the trophy over to Bob.
Isn't Bob like 37? So they're 15 years apart. Well, he got time.
Bob has 2 years left on his deal, which you would imagine he has 2 years left in his career before he, I don't know what he does.
Rides off into the sunset.
Rides off into the sunset.
Yeah, okay, so in that time, you would like Spencer Knight to be ready, but old 9-foot big Chris Drieger in the goalie. Come on, we know that this guy was mentally blocking our boy Bob. As soon as he leaves, we win the cup. Why is he back? We don't need him. Get that lad out of here.
All right.
He's What's not up? Even technically here yet. Yeah. They haven't played a game with him on the roster.
He's already wants him gone already.
Pissing me off, dude.
It's number three, dude.
Number three. This one is pretty expected. If you've seen what's been going on in Miami Dolphins practice,
yep.
It has been time to put up or shut up. And I think this man's body spoke for him when he said, shut the hell up, Cam Smith. Out of here,
Jeez.
Dude. Get out of here.
So you think he's got no shot of bouncing back, dude?
Nick Needham, Kader Kohou, Ethan Bonner, Kendall Fuller, Jalen Ramsey. You think I need Cam Smith at this point? We'll call him when we go through those crazy injuries we always do.
Ethan Smolnik just chimed in. Who's bigger, Simone Biles or Bryce Young?
Now at quarterback, Simone Biles.
I mean, you got to throw old boy from Arizona in there, too.
There was footage of Bryce Young walking up to Panthers camp, and he had a backpack on, and he legitimately looks like a middle schooler.
Nah, for
sure. He looks like when Mike pick him might get up. Like, why? Like, are they trying to break your back? How many books are in there? Very backpack.
Big. Sky's learning everyone's playbook.
That playbook was huge.
That's crazy. Ooh. Planning his options.
All right, so on the list,
yes,
Sandy, what? Chris Drieger,
yes,
Cam Smith, you're sick of him.
Sick of him.
All right, who's number two?
Number two, Miami sports figure that needs to get the hell out of Miami.
Careful.
Peter Bendix.
Oh!
Fendi. Look at this picture, dude. Look at this picture. Just because you cut your hair doesn't mean you're a new man.
He cut it?
Oh, yeah, this is from...
He didn't have that hair when we talked to him.
Okay. This is Tampa Times.
Okay. This will not last forever.
Oh, it's lasted forever, dude. And there is no end in sight, thanks to you. The domino that started this Marlins downslide began with not re-upping on Kim Ng's contract.
It was interesting that Jazz Chisholm thanked Kim Ng in his goodbye statement.
Of course. Why would he thank anyone?
Thank Kim Ng. Thanks, Skip Schumacher. One's gone. One's going to be gone in 2 months.
Look at that, dude. Peter Bendix, thanks, no thanks. Return to sender, please. Go ruin Tampa sports.
We play Tampa tonight. The return. It's a revenge series for Peter Bendix.
Is it a revenge series if you get your ass kicked?
Well, they have won their last two series. They have won their last two series.
Yeah, solid.
Really you got to see who's going to get traded. What's the deadline? What's the time for the deadline today? Is it four?
Oh, it's today. Oh, my God. Goodbye, Jake Berger. It has been, let me just go ahead and preface with that. NBA trade deadline time. Cutoff is 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Indeed.
All right. Tanner Scott's gone. Trevor Rogers probably gone.
Yeah. Marlins. Let's see. Maybe some trades have happened and we didn't even realize right now. The Marlins trade a Jake Berger for a Whopper.
Wow. not strange.
I agree with this where it says from Dade South, Marcos has the weirdest vendettas.
Oh,
he
do
does.
I
he really does.
Wait
he really
gets
does.
To number one.
Wait a minute. It all started with Clay.
Hey, I was right. I was ahead of the curve on that. I just want you to know that. I was ahead of the curve on that. Watch. You'll see. You'll see. Travis Kelce is going to harm Taylor Swift.
Marcos.
You'll see the truth.
Marcos.
Yeah.
It's ahead of the curve, not curb.
The curbs usually curve, don't they?
Did just say curb?
Yeah,
and then you repeated it. He did say curb.
No, it's ahead of the curb. I'm almost positive. Right.
What do you have for your final double dip? Who rounds out the list?
Let's see. Who rounds out the list? Who, in your opinion, if you just had to name a Miami sports figure that needs
that
to get the
you
hell
would
out
pick?
Of here? No, everyone's in agreement.
I know. I feel like I know who you're going to pick. And I don't like you being a bully.
Oh, everyone knows.
I know who you're going to pick, and I don't like you
stealing
being a bully.
Stealing money right now. None other than Drew Smith.
This is ridiculous.
Bruce,
leave him alone, will ya?
Why don't you get on out of here, dude?
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
He got some big, them two big
chompers on them, dude.
Rabbit teeth.
Yeah.
You've been brutal this week.
With what?
Everybody.
No, I haven't. Really, yes, you have.
Pretty brutal this week, for sure.
You're shaming everyone. You're shaming the Olympians. You're
so question. Dolphins. So question.
Now you're shaming Drew Smith.
Former Dolphins.
Fact or no fact?
Okay. You can't hide behind.
Does he have humongous two uppers? Look at that. I can't, like, he looks like a relative of Bugs Bunny.
He doesn't have two as dough, baby. You can't just go get a new grill.
But I'm just saying, his two teeth are bigger than any other.
I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm stating facts. You think he could close his mouth?
No, I think that's what it is. That the problem is in that picture there. You know what it is, really?
Can we just get to the... Why are you bullying him?
You know why,
he's a
dude.
Two-way player.
He's taking up a roster spot that should belong to Alondis Williams, or it should belong to Cole Swider.
We said that about UD.
What if Cole Swider doesn't want a two-way contract? What if Cole Swider doesn't want to spend half his season in Sioux Falls? He's tired of it.
You need to pipe down, Cole Swider.
But that's like the point. Like they may be, everybody keeps saying, oh, he's holding up. First of all, they can take it away whenever they want. All right, it's not like they're locked into it.
They literally
can
do it.
They can take Drew Smith in today. They can say, hey, it was nice knowing you. Yeah. See you later. So let's say Isaiah Stevens has a great camp.
Ooh.
He's already locked in on the camp contract. Mm. Comes in as a great camp. If he outperforms Drew Smith, then Drew Smith can go whenever. Everybody keeps acting like Drew Smith is like keeping the Miami Heat from getting Kevin Durant.
Is Pella Larson on the roster?
Who?
Pella Larson.
He is.
He's a two-way or is
no, he
like
just got a straight official? Contract. He's nice. A second-round pick.
There was another guy, though. I can't remember. Keyshot.
Keyshot has a two-way.
All right, so we're good there. Now the only thing that's missing,
Josh
baby.
Christopher has a deal.
We're just missing Alondis, and we have all of our best players.
Okay, but let me ask you something.
Alonzo, Alondis.
You want to know why Drew Smith is still here?
Yeah, he knows
point guard.
About
no,
that,
point guard. Point guard.
He's right.
Point guard. Oh, you don't have a ball handler. They Drew struggle Smith. With ball handlers. I'm telling you.
He knows Spo's system, and so Spo trusts him. Let's just say we get into a wacky day where we're in Utah, and you know Tyler Hero's got diarrhea, and he can't go. And Terry Rozier has a neck flare-up, and they're like, Drew, we need you today, buddy.
True. That's what we're doing. I will just chalk up the L. Everyone take a break that game.
It's not fair.
I'll put. How about having our boy Jokic take over, or Jovic take over at point guard, huh?
Hey, fine, but we want to play 48 minutes?
Wait.
36?
He's not a point guard.
Yes, but he can.
You can't. See, this
what
is,
else can Drew Smith do but dribble the ball?
Damn, that balance beam.
Yeah, just tiny, dude.
Very dangerous.
Look at that. Ooh. Oh!
Let's go!
Down goes Frazier!
USA!
Down goes Frazier! What team is she with?
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah, you can tell.
You can tell by the glitter.
That's not their thing.
What?
No, they all soccer. Have glitter, dude. They're gymnasts.
No, the color glitter. Yeah, the color glitter.
Jordan
they
Chiles.
Chiles.
Or Chiles.
Chiles.
No.
Jordan.
American.
Jordan Chiles.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Chiles.
JC.
JC.
They all have just little Aaron. Baby features, but they're grown women.
Yes. God bless them.
They're just tiny.
They're Olympians.
But I'm telling you, like the men have the little short and stocky ones.
Yep.
But then they have like guys who are tall and lanky. They do the leg things better.
You know who else needs to get the hell out of Miami?
Who?
Marlins marketing team. Too good for that team.
I agree with that.
Too good for that.
Oh, you know, it's really been a shame because
welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live here on a lovely Tuesday. Right now, we got Leroy out in the hallway eating tacos. Tobin probably doing something important. Me, on the other hand, I'm letting you know that we have Limp Bizkit tickets. We have a pair of Limp Bizkit tickets. Limp Bizkit will be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. Keep listening to our show for details. This is a Live Nation show. Prior to us going to break, we did start my top five double dip list. Top five Miami sports figures that need to get the hell out of here. Need to get the hell out of Miami. Number six and seven, which were only honorable mentions. Those are Blake Ferguson and Aaron, the center who currently can't snap the ball. But those were the first two members of the list. Leroy, how were the tacos? That's what I'm interested in.
I didn't have tacos.
What?
I got a quesadilla.
Oh, you did mention you wanted a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Nice. I wouldn't expect you to be a fan of quesadilla. Cheese and tortilla? Or you obviously
cheese and meat.
Meats, yeah.
I get rid of the beans, the rice.
Yeah. All right. I mean, pretty good still, nonetheless.
Although, they pulled the old restaurant trick.
Okay. All right. What'd they do?
The bottom was a little toasted. Like a little burnt.
Yeah, they flipped that bad boy.
Yeah.
You never just.
Yeah. Bad boy. Like when they do it with the pancake, if you get a pancake and they just put the good side up.
Yeah, you got to do that sometimes. It's fine. Oh, well, look who decided to show up. Jeez.
Hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing. Do they even know you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was talking to Len.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I tell you what. Lucky for you, you didn't miss the remaining entry.
I thought I outwitted.
Nope. Still right here. I also told him we got Limp Bizkit tickets, so, you know.
How are we doing, Team USA? Have we pulled through? Are we winning right now, or is China winning?
Last I checked, we were in the lead, but there may be an event that I missed as I went to grab drinks.
All right.
But... are we focused on that, or are we focused on this double
dip? Double dip, let's go.
That's what we're talking about here. This is top five sports figures that also need to get the hell out of Miami. Number five, this one's going to hurt my heart a little bit, Sandy Alcantara.
Why?
I love him. I don't want him to leave, but, I mean, it's a fire sale right now. We're getting rid of everyone.
His arm doesn't work.
He needs to go somewhere when he's healthy that, like, he can actually compete. We saw Jazz Chisholm yesterday.
Jazz Chisholm looks like he has a twinkle in his eye.
Come on. He had a beautiful debut in New York City. Two home runs.
That wasn't his debut.
Second game in New York City.
It was in Philly.
Third game. It really was a monumental moment that I was watching live, of course.
Want Sandy to go for his happiness.
I want what's better for him.
He does have a mansion, though. He lives at the Pudge Mansion.
Yeah, he definitely does. I wonder, hey, you think he kept the statue?
You see Michael Phelps? Why does he look like the hockey player? The soccer player,
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah. With the little ponytail.
Yeah, he looks like a Sherpa.
He looked like he went to the ayahuasca place with Aaron Rodgers.
Definitely.
Not a fan.
He's high as a kite, Yogi.
I wouldn't doubt. You know him.
Remember that was a big scandal when Michael Phelps was smoking weed?
Ooh.
He was probably like the only other guy who was a scandal like with Ricky. He was like, Michael Phelps smokes weed.
How could he?
How can he swim high as a kite?
Yeah, poor thing. All right, that was number five.
Number four.
This one may take you a little bit off guard. Chris Drieger, dude.
Why?
Chris Drieger.
Just get out of here.
Get the hell out of here, dude. We remember what you did mentally to Bob. It's like a
different Bob, though. Champion Bob.
Absolutely. So why do we need this? Also, he's hindering Spencer Knight's growth, if I'm being honest.
I don't think they're ready to hand the reins over to Spencer Knight.
He's
a baby. He's like 22.
He was the first one to hand the trophy over to Bob.
Isn't Bob like 37? So they're 15 years apart. Well, got time.
Bob has 2 years left on his deal, which would imagine he has 2 years left in his career I don't know what he does.
Rides
off into the sunset.
Yeah, okay, so in that time, you would like Spencer Knight to be ready, but old 9-foot big Chris Drieger in the goalie. Come on, we know that this guy was mentally blocking our boy Bob. As soon as he leaves, we win the cup. Why is he back? We don't need him. Get the hell out of here.
All right.
He's not even technically here yet. They haven't played a game with him on the roster.
He wants him gone already.
Hissing me off, dude.
It's number three, dude.
Number three. This one is pretty expected. If you've seen what's been going on in Miami Dolphins practice,
yep.
It has been time to put up or shut up. And I think this man's body spoke for him when he said, shut the hell up, Cam Smith. Out of here,
jeez,
dude. Get out of here.
So you think he's got no shot of bouncing back, dude?
Nick Needham, Kader Kohou, Ethan Bonner, Kendall Fuller, Jalen Ramsey. You think I need Cam Smith at this point? We'll call him when we go through those crazy injuries we always do.
Ethan Smolnik just chimed in. Who's bigger, Simone Biles or Bryce Young?
Now at quarterback, Simone Biles.
Oh, I mean, you got to throw old boy from Arizona in there, too.
There was footage of Bryce Young walking up to Panthers camp, and he had a backpack on, and he legitimately looks like a middle schooler. He looks like, like he's got that, like he looks like when Mike pick up my kid up. Like, why? Like, are they trying to break your back? How many books are in there? Family backpack.
Sky's learning everyone's playbook.
That playbook was huge.
That's crazy. Ooh. Planning his options.
All right, so on the list,
yes.
Sandy, Chris Drieger,
yes.
Cam Smith, you're sick of him.
Sick of him.
All right, who's number two?
Number two, Miami sports figure that needs to get the hell out of Miami.
Careful.
Peter Bendix.
Oh!
Fendi. Look at this picture, dude. Look at this picture. Just because you cut your hair doesn't mean you're a new man.
He cut it?
Oh, yeah, this is from...
he didn't have that hair when we talked to him.
Okay. This is Tampa time.
Okay. This will not last forever.
it's lasted forever, dude. And there is no end in sight thanks to you. The domino that started this Marlins downslide began with not re-upping on Kim Ng's contract.
It was interesting that Jazz Chisholm thanked Kim Ng in his goodbye statement.
Of course. Why would he thank anyone?
Thank Kim Ng. Thanks, Skip Schumacher. One's gone. One's going to be gone in 2 months.
Look at that, dude. Peter Bendix, thanks, no thanks. Return to sender, please. Go ruin Tampa sports.
We play Tampa tonight. The return. It's a revenge series for Peter Bendix.
Look at that.
Is it a revenge series if you get your ass kicked?
Well, they've been, listen, they have won their last two series. They have won their last two series.
Yeah, solid.
Really you got to see who's going to get traded. What's the deadline? What's the time for the deadline today? Is it four?
Oh, it's today. Oh, my God. Goodbye, Jake Berger. It has been, let me just go ahead and preface with that. NBA trade deadline time. Cutoff is 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Indeed.
All right. Tanner Scott's gone. Trevor Rogers probably gone.
Yeah. Marlins. Let's see. Maybe some trades have happened and we didn't even realize right now. The Marlins trade a Jake Berger for a Whopper. Wow. not strange.
I agree with this where it says from Dade South, Marcos has the weirdest vendettas.
Oh, he does.
He really does. He really
gets to number one.
Wait a minute. It all started with Clay.
Hey, I was right. I was ahead of the curve on that. I just want you to know that. I was ahead of the curve on that. Watch. You'll see. You'll see. Travis Kelce is going to harm Taylor Swift.
Marcos.
You'll see the truth.
Marcos.
Yeah.
It's ahead of the curve, not curb.
The curbs usually curve, don't they?
Curb. Yeah, and then you repeated it. Did say curb.
No, it's ahead of the curb. I'm almost positive. Right.
What do you have for your final double dip? Who rounds out the list?
Let's see. Who rounds out the list? Who, in your opinion, if you just had to name a name, a Miami sports figure that needs
that
to get the
you
hell
would
out
pick?
Of here? No, everyone's in agreement.
I know. I feel like I know who you're going to pick, and I don't like you being a bully.
Oh, everyone knows.
I know who you're going to pick, and I don't like you
stealing
being a bully.
Stealing money right now. None other than Drew Smith.
This is ridiculous.
Drew Smith.
Leave him alone, will ya?
Why don't you get on out of here, dude?
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
He got some big, them two big
chompers on him, dude.
Rabbit teeth.
Yeah.
You've been brutal this week.
With what?
Everybody.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Pretty brutal this week, for sure.
You're shaming everyone. You're shaming the Olympians.
So question. So question.
Let me ask you. Shaming Drew Smith.
Former Dolphins.
Fact or no fact?
Okay. You can't hide behind.
Does he have humongous two uppers? Look at that. I can't, like, he looks like a relative of Bugs Bunny.
He doesn't have two is dough, baby. You can't just go get a new grill.
But I'm just saying, his two teeth are bigger than any other.
I don't like what you're doing.
No.
I'm stating facts. You think he could close his mouth?
No, I think think that's what it is. That the problem is in that picture there. You know what it is, really?
Can we just get to the... Why are you bullying him?
You know why, dude.
He's a two-way player.
He's taking up a roster spot that should belong to Alondis Williams, or it should belong to
Cole
Swider.
We said that about UD.
What if Cole Swider doesn't want a two-way contract? What if Cole Swider doesn't want to spend half his season in Sioux Falls? He's tired of it.
You need to pipe down, Cole Swider.
But that's like the point. Like they maybe everybody keeps saying, "Oh, he's old enough." First of all, they can take it away whenever they want. All right, it's not like they're locked into it.
They literally
can
do it.
They can take Drew Smith in today. They can say, "Hey, it was nice knowing you. Yeah. See you later." So let's say Isaiah Stevens has a great camp. He's already locked in on the camp contract. Comes in as a great camp. If he outperforms Drew Smith, then Drew Smith can go whenever. Everybody keeps acting like Drew Smith is like keeping the Miami Heat from getting Kevin Durant.
Is Pella Larson on the roster?
Who?
Pella Larson.
He is.
He's a two-way or is
no,
he
No, he just got a straight contract. He's a second-round pick.
There was another guy, though. I can't remember. Keyshawn.
Keyshawn has a two-way.
All right, so we're good there. Now the only thing that's missing,
Josh
baby.
Christopher has a deal.
We're just missing Alondis, and we have all of our best players.
Okay, but let me ask you something.
Alonzo, Alondis.
You want to know why Drew Smith is still here?
Yeah, he knows
point
something
guard.
About
no,
that, right?
Point guard. Point guard.
He's right.
Point guard. Oh, you don't have a ball handler. They Drew struggle Smith. With ball handlers. I'm telling you.
He knows Spo's system, and so Spo trusts him. Let's just say we get into a wacky day where we're in Utah, and you know Tyler Hero's got diarrhea, and he can't go. And Terry Rozier has a neck flare-up, and they're like, Drew, we need you today, buddy.
True. That's what we're doing. I will just chalk up the L. Everyone take a break that game.
It's not fair.
I'll put. How about having our boy Jovic take over at point guard, huh?
Okay, fine, but we want to play 48 minutes?
Wait.
36?
He's not a point guard.
Yes, but he can.
You can't. See, this
what else can Drew Smith do but dribble the ball?
Damn, that balance beam.
Yeah, it's tiny, dude.
Very dangerous.
Look at that. Ooh. Oh!
Let's go!
Down goes Frazier!
USA!
Down goes Frazier! What team is she with?
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah, you can tell.
You can tell by the glitter.
That's not their thing.
What?
No, they all soccer. Have glitter, dude. They're gymnasts.
No, the color glitter. Yeah, the color glitter.
Jordan Chiles.
Chiles.
Or Chiles.
Chiles.
No.
Jordan.
American.
Jordan Chiles.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Chiles.
JC.
JC.
They all have just little baby features, but they're grown women.
Yes. God bless them.
They're just tiny.
They're Olympians.
But I'm telling you, like the men have the little short and stocky ones.
Yep.
But then they have like guys who are tall and lanky. They do the leg things better.
You know who else needs to get the hell out of Miami?
Who?
Marlins marketing team. Too good for that team.
I agree with that.
Too good for them.
You know, it's really been a shame because they have had
some of the best promotions.
Crossovers. And it's been wasted on a season like this.
Yes.
Like they just sold out Florida Panthers night. They're giving away Marlins Panthers jerseys.
Look at that.
They got that Flanagan's night. Great jersey giveaway.
SpongeBob night coming up. They got Bark in the Park.
They did an awesome job. It's a shame that it's been wasted on the one of the worst teams in the National League.
Marlins Panthers night. Oh, I got to see that jersey. Right. That looks like a good jersey.
We got uneven bars, or is she doing Flippity Flu?
Is she going to run?
Yeah, Flippity Flu. I think that's what she's doing.
Flippity Flu.
That's
the
technical.
The vault.
I like that.
What she doing?
No.
What's going on here?
Hold on. What's she
stepping
doing?
Up.
So you said.
Oh, she's doing uneven bars.
So only women do the balance beam.
Yeah.
And men do the rings. Women don't do the rings.
Women don't do the rings.
Why?
And do men do the high bar. It's called the high bar.
High bar.
The one bar.
The one bar.
Yes.
And the women do the uneven.
The uneven bar.
They both do parallel.
Oh, yes.
Do what?
Parallel. Bars.
No.
What is
Well, men
here?
Were doing it yesterday.
Oh, this is the two bar.
No, The parallel bars is the thing on the ground.
Big money. Come on. So far, two successful flippy flips. What's going on?
Bless you.
He's getting assaulted right now.
Yeah. Dude.
All right. She pulled a 360.
When you sneeze with that thing, I need to put on a rain suit.
Okay. It doesn't stop, dude.
Take a break back up.
Just not stop.